Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad. A little chipper this morning.
You're chipper. Hey. I like to see the chipper, Big JD.
On time. Everything's running nice and smooth.
Yeah. It's very surprisingly smooth running thing today. No aches or, you're probably achy, but.
Of course. At my age.
What is that noise? Oh, nice.
What's going to happen here?
He thinks
we're going to have a hairball.
I think we're looking at a hairball.
Or you think he's a mouse?
Go.
That is a hairball.
I should get my video camera out. That would be some awesome footage.
And what would you do with that video?
We'll post it on the Jabbercast website.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Just watch it. Show it to the wife over breakfast.
I love cats. Did I mention I love cats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could tell with every boot.
I would never boot a cat.
We've already had that discussion.
You can break a cat too easy.
Why does a cat have heel marks in him?
Even though this cat over here sounds like he's broken. He rarely horks one up, though.
Yeah.
It's the older one that easily horks him up.
You think the cats would have some different built-in mechanism for cleaning other than getting all the hair inside themselves?
You would think. Do lions do that? Do jaguars do that?
Oh, I imagine they just go through the same thing. Yeah, we just don't see it, probably.
Imagine the size of those hairballs.
I guess you could look up on YouTube lion roughing up a hairball, and you'd probably find something.
Probably.
I have my brother's wife, actually, her brother, I think, and his wife or something. They were in Africa for some reason or whatever, but they made one of those books. And I'm thinking it was one of the Apple books of their pictures.
Nice.
Absolutely incredible, stunning photography that this guy took. Just incredible. Like something out of National Geographic.
And
they were just on a trip there.
Just recently.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious how he went about putting his book together.
I'm not sure, but I just kind of assumed it was an Apple book, and I didn't really look around on it for... I just kind of had a chance to skim through a few pages and look at some of his photography. It's great.
And you didn't see an Apple
on the book anywhere? No, I didn't really look.
Oh, okay.
I should have, but it just reminded me of that, and I don't know.
Because I'm thinking of putting together a book with the pictures I took in San Francisco.
Hmm. That would be so cool.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a neat idea.
I'd like to from everybody, I hear the latest system they have in place with the new iPhoto and Aperture, the books that come out of that is really fast. Like, it's really good. The quality is right up there with anything you'd see, like any coffee table book.
The Big JD coffee table book. There's an idea. Now at Cafe Press.
Cafe Press.
Woo!
You can make anything there, can't you?
Yeah. Zazzle, I think, I find it even a little bit better. That's what we're using for the Giggle Button merchandise thing.
But Zazzle?
Yeah, Zazzle seems to have a lot more things and a lot better and a lot, I think, more, what do you call it, when you can put your logos and things in different places on a coffee mug instead of taking what they give you, you know what I mean?
Oh, I
see.
Flexibility?
Flexibility. That's it.
That's nice. Zazzle. I never heard of Zazzle. I'll have to check it out. And you also got a hat made at the mall, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. That was the greatest thing. Yeah.
It's like embroidered.
Hats are a cool style hat because it's not easy to get like a cool hat. You know what I mean? The kind that just looks and feels right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not look like a trucker cap or something.
Which is the cool hat nowadays, you realize.
What's that? The trucker hat?
Trucker hat.
Well, what do they call them? Not for me, I guess.
Cheese grater, they call them.
With the mesh on it.
Mesh, yeah.
Well, these are cool fitting caps and...
modern cool.
It was like $16 for the cap. But yeah, they'll embroider what you want on it for like $10. And it doesn't matter what size or different lettering font. Yeah. And it was cool. Yeah. I made the Blues Connection hat. It was pretty cool.
Looks great.
Yeah. It looks like just a regular store-bought thing.
I think you should have got a bunch made up and got a little discount and then sell them at your shows. Oh, wait.
There are no shows.
There are no shows.
Not yet. Coming to you live in the near future, a warm-up set with King Friday.
You're going to have
some other bands.
And some other bands. It
can only be where they got a good PA system, though.
Well, we have our own PA.
Oh, you do? Do you guys kick it?
Da, 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 da. I wake up late for the morning. No, I can't even think of the words.
You guys, you got a nice, decent system?
Yeah, we got an awesome system. What do you expect?
Do you really push it, even little clubs, yeah?
Yes, it's cool. Fargan loud.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I didn't know that. We're in. Yay! Well, how long does a set last, anyways?
45.
Oh, 45? Okay.
45 minutes,
get away with 30 minutes.
No, you can't get away with 30 minutes. That's you're just warming up after 30 minutes. That's what I hate about 45-minute sets.
Yeah,
you're just after half an hour, you're finally warmed up. You're getting in the groove 15 minutes.
So you get to like third or fourth set or something. And it's like, oh, when is this going to end? I'm all soaked. I want to go home.
Fourth set. Yeah, there's no fourth set usually.
No, three sets of 45 minutes. That's it.
That's it.
Bars are open till like 5 in the morning now.
Two is when they serve booze till. Usually play till quarter two, depending on the bar owner, how smart he is about when the band quits.
How long are the breaks in the middle, or when do you start?
Every bar is different. 10:30 is usually when you start.
Yeah. I always thought it was like around 11-ish or anyway.
Two half-hour breaks okay, and yeah, one 45-minute break is the way it usually works out. But
stuff.
Well, you have to get back into it to remember all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Did you ever play a full night of three sets? Did you ever play a full night of three sets somewhere?
We usually played like an opener or a headline or something, but I guess there were times where we played a few sets. We've done some things, you know, like, I don't know. We always usually got somebody to play or played with somebody. But,
right, of course. And then you'd either headline or back somebody up and you would play for an hour or whatever.
There's got to be times where we played a few sets or something like
Just
that.
Just say it. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Honestly, I don't even remember playing. I don't even remember how to play.
I don't remember how to play.
That's something. I have to relearn the instrument before I can do anything.
Every time he picks it up, he says, okay, how does this work again?
Search Jeffrey David's Blues Connection at MySpace. So there you have that.
It's on iTunes, too.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is. That's the CD. Yeah, you can buy the CD. Help support the JDBC. I want to get one of those biker patches made for the back of my leather, like the... You know what I mean? Like the,
yeah.
What do you call it? Blues Society. Zach Wild. Jack Wild. Zach.
The you know, Black the, Label Society.
Yeah, the biker patch on there. Detroit chapter. Hey.
Those are nice.
Woodsley chapter of the...
Of the Jeffrey David Blues Connection.
Hey, that's what you'll be sport.
Sport.
So sport, what's up with you?
Back to work on Monday. I've been off since December 19th.
You have to relearn work.
My body's going to have to relearn
Imagine
work.
Imagine if I had to go back.
I think it's going to be really close.
Slip a disc for sure.
Slip a disc.
So you go back Monday.
Yeah. Days.
Don't tell me. Oh, geez.
Yeah. You got to wake up tomorrow morning.
Am I supposed to give you a wake-up call? Or?
You can if you want.
I won't be up.
No? What time do you get up in the morning?
I don't get up till like 5:30. Up and just going at it. Typing like a crazy mofo.
Listen to him. He's going crazy.
I wish I could type. You should give me typing lessons. I've looked everywhere you can't even go anywhere to take typing lessons. It's just all like probably software. Inclusive somewhere with, well, yeah, software. But I get so bored with that.
You want some.
A couple times I've tried that. I have software on another computer. So I'll go on this computer just to use for learning typing. And I go for a little while or for a few days and then that's it. And I can't stand it anymore. I can type faster with two fingers and I go back to it.
You want a person over you with the...
I had a teacher, yeah. With the thing stick. That they used to whack my hands with in school. The
long as soon as they see you pointer, punching with like, two fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, right across the lips.
Right across the lips.
Yeah.
Oh. I can just picture that. And you would love it.
Oh, well, of course. I'd do it myself if I had a pointer stick.
Oh, that's too funny. You can't go anywhere to get typing lessons seriously. Yes, you can. There's got
to
be a...
No, I looked everywhere to take some kind of lesson, and it's just not available. I think it's included in grade school and high school now, and you're just expected to know how to type. Or like I looked at the college and stuff like that, and there's no typing course. Keyboarding, I don't know.
Yeah,
you have to take some kind of business course maybe to learn anything. I don't know. I couldn't find it, but I would go take that if I could.
Yeah, it can't be much to learn how to type.
Well, no, it's not really at all. It's just if I had to go there and do it, would be cool. If I have to sit by myself, I don't have the tolerance.
Is that the same way with your workout regimen as well? You have to go somewhere?
No, I don't have a problem with my workout.
So you're self-disciplined in that regard?
Yeah. I should be more self-disciplined to learn something like that, but I have so much other stuff to do. I just sit there for a bit and I'm like, I can do it faster with two fingers. You know what I mean? Well, I'm going to teach myself for 5 months before I can get to the point where I can probably type with
It ain't 5 months.
No, it's not, but I get pretty good. I get up to, I don't know how many. I want to say I set my goal at 40, but I'm realistically, I don't think that's pretty fast. That's normal, isn't it? 40?
I think I can do 40, 50 around there.
Okay, yeah. I'm probably at like 23 maybe or something, which is pretty slow.
Well, I remember you needed 20 words to be exempt from typing class when I went to college. If you could type 20 words, you didn't have to take that class.
Yeah. It's all right, I guess. But I can do substantially more than that with just two fingers. I'm pretty fast. I know the keyboard well.
Obviously.
But I can't coordinate the fingers. Just like guitar. Can't play guitar. Can't coordinate anything.
You play a mean guitar.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
It's 11-11. That means something in the superstitious world.
It's 11-12 now, so whatever it meant, it's done.
News at 11-11 every Sunday morning on WKBR.ca with Big JD and Lippo.
Exactly. So for 40 minutes yesterday morning, between 6:30 and 7:35, that was Pacific time, which would mean it was between 9:30 and 10:30. If you went on Google, you got spam for results.
Spanked, I thought you were going to say. Okay, spammed. For what?
All the results were spam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Somebody busted into Google's, whatever you want to call that, search fortress. Initially, Google noted that the site stopbadware.org provided its badware data, a listing of sites that intended to harm visitors. And it seemed to indicate that being the root of the error was the stopbadware.org. You think you're safe and sound when you go to Google, but even the big guy, they are the big guy. They're going to run the world one.
And they started out as a little guy.
Yeah, it was just...
Is what I'm getting at.
It's the two dudes. Oh, like what's what I'm getting at? Listen,
yeah, with you.
They were two extremely smart guys who could produce something that was of real value to people.
Yeah, anybody can do that.
Okay, I love that attitude. You can't argue against. I say yes. That's a can-do attitude.
I can't do it all myself.
There's a lot.
Some ideas. You know, it's the implementation. It's the partnership.
Yeah, it's the implementation. That's what
something
it is.
That I was looking for some news, and I came across this singles thing where singles go to play all sorts of games. And out of Georgia, I believe it is, this company has designed, and the name of the company is Timeless Entertainment Concepts, and they're the host of a play date. So these are clubs that they've set up all over in a bunch of different states. That's called Playdate. There's even one in Detroit, I guess. And rather than going to clubs, your regular meat market, this is it's a place where you can go socialize, play games, and drink. You know, still a club.
Mm-hmm.
but you can really let loose. You're not there that you have to, you know,
impress upon the opposite sex.
Yeah, you're there to have fun and play games, which I think is a great, isn't that a great, you know, a opener to meet people? And we're talking like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, I love that.
Trouble. Hungry Hungry Hippo. I think they even have Twister. They have other games, I think, like the Hula Hoop and different things like that. And it's all kinds of different things.
Where's this at?
Musical Chairs. Well, there's one in Detroit. I'm not sure where it is, but it's called Playdate. And you can check it out online probably. And it's a place where singles can go meet and not have to worry so much about, you know, impressing and how they look and how, you know, it's, they're there to have fun and meet people and kind of be yourself, you know, more so than
you're going to get a different clientele there than you would at a meat market though. Wouldn't you? You're not going to get the chick who's just, you know, she's into Louis Vuitton clothes and her Gucci bag and she's going to make sure her hair is just perfect.
Yeah, no,
those chicks aren't going to that game.
I think this is more your regular people, regular folks every day, you know, just looking for someone to hang with and spend time with and have a relationship with and not the, you know, the high maintenance sort of
relationship thing.
That's an AL, not LE. Relationship. So I thought that was like kind of neat, actually.
That's very neat. I wish that there was no such thing as meat market. Like that is just
well, it's a pretty heavy term to put on, you know, the meat market. Does anybody say they're going, you know, I'm putting myself on the meat market? That sounds really slutty, sort of, you know what I mean? The meat market. Or it reminds me of a guy's, you know.
His sausage, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's
sausage party, the meat market.
Exactly. And basically, that's what it all boils down to. You go there to either get really disappointed or you go there for your one night stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is it's a pretty cool concept.
And I love the concept.
Yeah, they have a few other projects that they do, and it's all kind of based on timeless games, sort of. So you could actually, I guess, check out their website and see what exactly they do, because it's kind of interesting, just the fact that I came across this in looking for news. And this was in the, this was CNN news, too.
Wow, must be slow news day.
And the company, again, is... what's it called? Timeless something. Timeless Entertainment Concepts.
So is one of these ideas kind of like one of your concepts as well?
I saw that, I thought that was the coolest thing around. You open up a club like that in the city, you'll be have people flocking to it. I think there's more people like that that really just that want to have fun, like, you know, your regular... just your regular everyday folks, adult clientele. Folks.
We's is real folks around here.
You know?
Yeah.
People that are looking for fun and a relationship, I guess, based on or starting with some fun.
Yes. Speaking of fun, there's a big game going on today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the game?
You're joking, right?
I don't know.
I don't know if I'm joking.
Is it big football day or something?
Yeah, it's big football day. It is the biggest football day.
Okay.
Otherwise known as Super Bowl Sunday.
That's super.
Isn't it super?
Yeah.
You got a nice big TV to watch it at home.
Can't wait to get home. Super Bowl Sunday. What am I even doing here? I should be preparing.
You should be preparing.
Yeah. Getting all the chips out for the boys. Hey.
Kim's making some chili if you want to hang out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll sit in here on the computer and eat chili while you guys watch the game. I'll record a CD in here.
I'll
leave the harp, guitar, and vocal tracks open for you.
All right.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
That's right, WKBR.ca. Are you on live with Give a little hello to DJ Amy if she's out there in radio.
DJ Amy, it did say hello.
That's nice.
And asking how we're doing. I said we're doing great. She gave a big woot.
Woot, woot, woot. Nice of her to ask. I haven't talked to DJ Amy for a while.
Yes, you have. You're talking to her right now.
By the way, DJ Amy, if there's any updates for the website, let me know. Because I know there's some new DJs on the station and everything. I don't think there's anything up for them on the website. So,
oh, is that right?
I do listen in once in a while, just so you know.
How do you find out? Oh, because you're listening in once in a while. Okay.
Well, yeah, and I hear new people and stuff like that. So, I wonder if those people want a little bit of web space up there.
Sure, get it out, get it happening,
get it on, and we're gonna get it on right now with this week's topic. Which is following instructions.
Something you're really good at.
Yeah, real good. I don't follow instructions well. From a manual, on a map, from your wife. Do you take instruction well? Are you more of a do-it-yourselfer? Or do you read instructions? Does it get you in trouble? I guess when you don't. Those are the things we're going to talk about today. Reading instructions. Or not necessarily reading, but following.
Following instructions. Verbal instructions, being a good boss, giving instructions.
There's something.
There's something a little, speaking of meat.
He's back.
Don't make fun of Finn. Okay. DJ Amy says there's live singers on WKBR.
What?
Live singers.
People, yeah, right here. Hey, what's this boy named Michael Finnegan? Up there, up there, up there, Finnegan. Your turn.
No, it has to be the right moment.
Okay.
So where do you think you fit in on the takes instructions well scale?
I will read instructions and give myself instruction, but will I take it from anybody else? Not usually. When I should. But I have GPS now.
The only instructions I take are from a machine. It's not even a machine. It's a little gizmo.
Yeah, but the machine doesn't go... It's just a screen.
Well, it does have it has voices in it, though.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Turn right here. No, wait. Turn left here.
And you can program it to have the...
Yeah.
I think we could
nag mode.
Nag mode, that's what it is. It's, you missed your turn, dumbass.
Yeah.
Instead of recalculating.
I told you so mode. What about instructions from a manual? You know how many times people they'll ask me, they'll call me, they'll ask, they'll email, they'll, you know, oh, I can't do that. It's in the manual, man. Read your book.
Yeah.
You know, I was just telling you about my buddy. Hey, if you're listening, Rob, hey. he got a new drum kit. And he's had the BR-16 thing. He records that. I think it's a Boss thing.
BR?
I think BR-16 or something like that. 16-track recorder, all self-contained unit. Cool. Anyways, he's not known how to use the drum machine that's built into it and a lot of different other things. And, you know, I would give him some files to put on there for certain things. And how do I get him in? And I'm like, you got probably the biggest, thickest manual with the thing. Like, read. And you know what I mean?
Right.
And his new kit. I'm not sure what the USB thing is. I think you can plug an iPod into it. Or, you know, and that's not at all what you could do. But I said, where's your book? Let me see your book and we'll find out what it is. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, look at
people,
you.
I'm saying people don't read manuals. You know what I mean?
No.
People don't look at the manual.
I think the thicker the manual, the more intimidating it is. And you look through and you go,
yeah, oh. Until you find out half of it's French.
Oh,
yeah. And the other half is Spanish. And there's first page, the index is the only English.
English, yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Or something like that. In a Canadian book.
But it's... For instructions that come in a booklet, which I just ordered, I just got a piece of software, and I did get an actual printed manual, which is a rarity in the software world.
Toast no longer comes with jam.
Toast no longer comes with jam. That's right. It's from the company Roxio. But anyway, it's all in index. People don't know what indexes are for, I think.
Yeah, if it's intimidating to read a whole manual, go to the index and find out what you want to know.
Right.
It's alphabetical and everything.
Not necessarily table of contents. Table of contents is just the way it's laid out, I think. It's,
right,
if
yeah.
You're looking
index
for some,
is the important part.
Yeah, if you're looking for something really specific, index it out, buddy. That's what they come with.
Yeah.
There's actually software that you probably know about, though, and maybe you don't know, that does indexes for you.
Oh, yeah?
There's also people that will do it for you. Read your book and then index it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is usually the better way. Computer generated.
What does it? It's not your regular, like, does Word do that or anything? Or
no. It's indexing software, yeah. Exactly.
And it produces index cards for you with recipes on them.
Index cards.
That's the first thing that comes to mind, I think, when I hear the word index. Besides the finger. Hey! Psh. Yeah, the index cards. Remember the index cards? And you can buy the little recipe thing. I always loved them. And I would buy them from time to time and never use them for anything. Just liked them.
Yeah, I liked them too. You like the concept and the look of them.
The little, some of the cases are just like, I'd get a cool black looking one, man. And, you know, you could, they had, I think for a while it was small cards, but then you could get them bigger and bigger index cards. And
yeah, 5x7.
It was great.
That's you're coming back to a constant theme. Last week you talked about Rolodex.
Oh, okay, yeah. Some old school stuff that I guess people will still use in the kitchen.
Guaranteed some people are still using
that. You think
they'd
use a Rolodex for recipes, though?
No.
That wouldn't be a pretty good idea.
Well, it'd have to be pretty big, wouldn't
it? And Rolodex usually can pull the card out, too, can't you? They're made so that you could just slip the card out, I think, too, in fact.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Slip it in, slip it out.
Yeah. On that note, we'll go back and talk about the meat market.
Slip it in, slip it out. Slip it in and keep it in. That's what I say.
Well.
But as far as a recipe goes, you pretty much have to follow instructions, don't you? You can.
I don't follow instructions with recipes usually either.
Oh, you don't do that?
No, I do things my way.
When it says,
I won't put in oil in anything.
Well, that's probably
whatever
a good thing. You substitute,
and,
though.
You know. Yeah. Extra egg white, stuff like that. Some protein powder. Substitute protein powder for anything.
Right, but as far as the quantities go, you don't want
to... Yeah, you can use extra water or milk or something to, you know, and it's never really that much different than using like a whack of oil to put in your cakes or something or whatever it calls for it. Like, you know what I mean? Even in a pan, like you can put some water in a pan to cook and things like that and follow instruction of dropping a bunch of oil or butter in a pan.
Butter.
Buttered up.
My son, speaking of oil and stuff, Eric, he'll cook up popcorn in the bag, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Orville Redden, Bakker's butter, popcorn, you know. And he'll open the bag, rip it open, and lick the bag.
Ooh.
Is that disgusting or what?
Not really. I mean, that's something tasty, that's for sure.
Is it?
Well,
it must be.
It's tasty. I mean, you know, salty and buttery. But did I do it? No, I wouldn't. And probably the only reason I might not do something like that is because I don't want to get it on my face.
Yeah, he's still a kid. He doesn't care.
Yeah, getting it on my face would bother me.
He's got a pretty long tongue.
Salt and oil stuff. Oh, yeah? Gene Simmons style?
I think so, yes.
God of Thunder. Rock and roll. See, we got singers on WKBR.ca.
This is DJ DeBees, and you've got it tuned in to WKBR.
Little plug there for the station.
DJ DeBees. I haven't seen him on Yahoo.
He's no longer with us.
He passed away?
I think DJ DeBees. No, I mean, he's no longer on the station.
Oh, then what do we need some new IDs.
Yeah, we could use some from some of the new DJs. I don't know. Who's listening this Sunday morning? That's DJ Amy could put the word out. That's for sure.
Give us some IDs.
I don't have Yahoo right now, and so that's the only reason I never probably get any. If there's any,
I don't have Yahoo. What does that mean?
Well, I don't have the Yahoo Messenger thing.
That's difficult.
Well, I know. I wiped my computer out that time, and I never put it back in. And so, if there's any messages or anything to be had, I don't get them. And
I wouldn't do it. It would slow your system right down.
Yeah, my system's slow enough. I shouldn't even put the operating system in because that just bogs me down. Putting the operating system in,
yeah, it's kind of tough to use your computer.
Will this run on DOS? Or the bare bones Unix?
Unix. It'll run on Unix for sure.
Probably better than anything else.
Why don't you try that?
I may.
Make some Linux. Ubuntu.
That's a cake.
Ubuntu cake. It's programming cake.
So what about maps when you're... Well, I guess you know we don't need to read maps anymore with GPS, I guess, but...
Listen,
would you follow a map? You ever get lost?
DJ, what'd she say about that? See people miss backseat drivers. Now they buy GPSs. No backseat drivers.
Yeah.
That's why I get a GPS. What would you say about... Would you buy a map? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I mean, would you follow a map when you have it? Or do you get lost? Or, you know, do you go on a driving vacation somewhere sometimes? And it's usually somewhere you probably know where you're going, I guess, if it's not that far. But I mean, if you went on a big road trip... We used to go on road trips all the time. And I knew we'd get lost from time to time.
I'm sure you'd get lost.
My dad would get screamed to death at by my mom.
Oh, she'd freak out?
Well, she'd yell and scream at him. Just like every other... guy that doesn't follow in a map or instruction or listen to his wife.
What is the problem with getting lost anyway?
What's the problem? There's no problem with
it,
really.
I don't think there's any problem. Unless you got to be at a hotel.
In the woods and there's bears around and you're...
Exactly. If it presents some danger, well then, yeah. If you're like in...
Sometimes it's time. Somebody else might be sitting in the front seat and they wanted to get there a half an hour ago.
I told you you should have made a left turn at the stop sign.
Have you ever heard that before?
Probably.
Yes. I'm sure you have.
Do we have a fifth here I can plead?
A fifth? Oh, I thought you meant like a...
Booze.
Little Mickey of...
Yeah, I dropped some in my tea here. For the drive home.
Sure. Whiskey and tea. Yummy. Maps. I love maps. I wish there was like a heads up map on the... dashboard instead of a little GPS LED screen.
Heads up, you're too close to the car in front of you.
Well, eventually.
Do you have CAA or anything like that?
I have AAA? CAA. Yep.
CAA.
Yep.
So you can get triptychs. You ever get those triptych things and they have the map all... You can call them up, say, I'm going on a trip and I want you to route everything out for me. They do all that.
So does...
They make it for you.
Every map service on the internet does the same thing, no?
Well, yeah, nowadays I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
Go to Google and MapQuest and...
I guess we just have them for towing and breakdowns and batteries that won't...
And rental car insurance. That's your cheapest bet. If you rent a car at least once a year, you might as well get the... It's like $20 for...
So why would you rent a car? If something's in the shop or to go somewhere?
When you're in California and you want to drive around wine country.
Oh, that's what you guys do. You rent a car there.
Yeah.
I never even think anything of that. Yeah, you got to have a car of some kind. What do you get?
What did I get last time? I had a Ford Edge.
Ford Focus.
No, it's not a Focus. It's a Edge.
Oh, okay.
It was good. Huh. Yep. And it was good that I kind of knew my way around. It was a
Fjord.
So
yeah, you've been there enough times.
No cabs.
You didn't visit my cousin's meditation Buddhist.
I wish we were literally right there.
Yeah, that would be neat, eh?
And it looks like an awesome place, and I can imagine having some kind of a commune or whatever that is up there. It's like a little meditation getaway kind of place, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
To get back to yourself.
Close off, wrap a sheet. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I'll bet.
It's got to be relaxing and everything. I think it's really cool, yeah.
I wish you would have told me.
I didn't really know at the time. I didn't really know what he did.
Let's go there.
So recently. Okay.
Let's take the wives
next
there.
Next weekend, I'm there.
I don't know about next weekend.
I don't know about the wives, but...
I'm into that for sure. Going to some place like that?
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. Too bad it's somewhere you'd have to fly. Don't they have one in the city here somewhere?
Big JD, you got to get hypnotized or something.
Yeah, like B.A. Baracus.
What's that?
A-Team. Oh. Or they'd give him a drug, knock him out, put him on a plane. Same hair.
Exactly.
So following instructions.
Yes.
What about when you're putting something together? When you're building something, you know, you get some kind of thing and you have to make it in your house, like some kind of, you got to follow the instructions.
Why can't they, the creators of desk building or barbecue building, things that you got to put together, it's always line drawing. And they have a picture of, let's say, a board
or something. I can't tell if it's this way or that way.
Exactly.
Or the hole's here.
The hole's there. Yeah. It's always the holes, and you're looking for... And the holes are literally like a millimeter, like, you know, on a piece of paper.
Yeah, it's just a dot.
It's a dot.
A dot, yeah.
Is that dot facing this way, or is that dot over there? Why can't they have actual photographs of the...
come with a disc, man, with a videos. Depending on what the thing is that needs to be put together, like, that's the way it is nowadays.
Why wouldn't you do that? Instead of paying somebody to draw, just have someone put it together, film it,
yeah,
and stick it on a disc, which costs nothing.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Or have it on their website. You get a thing, it says, go to such and such, and they have the video for you. So you can just watch it. Okay, this is how it goes. Okay, cool. Let me put it together. Kind of thing. Even that would, you know. But yeah, throwing a disc in is like next to nothing anymore, I think. Cheap.
With your barbecue. We should have.
Especially when you pay something for a big barbecue that you got to put together that's costly probably to some degree. Warrants putting in a disc, I think.
Absolutely. We should have a video company that goes to these companies. Say, hey,
there you go.
You need, instead of paying someone to do these stupid drawings.
Let them go. They should send an 8 gig memory stick so that you could reuse it after too.
8 gig
with the video on it.
Hey, I just bought an 8 gig.
I bet people would buy the barbecue because of that. Wow, it comes just with a memory stick with the video and I can use it after. Sure,
absolutely.
I'll buy this one. I'd rather buy this one for the extra, you know, or the same price as buying that one that doesn't come with a memory stick.
That's right. I just bought an 8 gigger yesterday. It was $20. $20.
Where at? What kind? What make?
Best Buy SanDisk.
Okay.
Cruiser.
About the little one that I just...
Yeah, that little one.
Yeah, okay.
It's 2 inches long.
8 gig, $20. Great, eh? The prices of them now. It's so cool. Well, we'll steer just a little bit away from our topic.
That would be veering, not steering.
Yeah.
Veering away.
I'll steer away, and because of that, I'll veer away.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and... Stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Did you have anything in particular for Tech Talk?
I got all kinds of Tech Talk stuff.
Okay, because I had just something little, and it was something I came across as well researching for the show. The world's smallest full-page printer. It's Bluetooth. It's they show it in a picture with next to a pen and a little USB jump drive, and it's not really that much bigger. Obviously, got to be wide enough for a piece of paper, but it's very small. It's Bluetooth, and they claim it's the world's smallest. I don't know. It's like $300. It prints using a thermal paper rolls, which is like $25 for a 3-pack. That's kind of old school, like you'd find in a fax machine or something. But smudgeless printing. Up to 3 pages a minute.
It's from PlanOn, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. While a USB 2 port is available, it'll run on Bluetooth.
That's the cool part. You stick it in your suitcase, if you still carry a suitcase, or your laptop bag. You can throw that in your laptop bag.
Yeah, you can print in the car, you can print in your hotel, you can print wherever you go and whatever you do.
Yeah, no connection. Connection required. So I think that's very cool.
These are the voyages of the Star Trek Enterprise.
Oh, you're looking at my screensaver.
Yeah, it was cool.
Never touched
it. So what else you got?
There's a company out there called Griffin. Mm-hmm. And they were at Macworld Expo, which I was just at a couple weeks ago. And I became one of their Twitter followers. What's up? Help yourself. And if anybody who's listening to the show is on Twitter...
Because if you can't help others. Go on.
My son Eric wanted to know if he could eat some Godiva macaroons. Anyway.
Godiva's to die for.
If you're on if you're not on Twitter, get on Twitter and follow me. My name is Lippo. Twitter.com/Lippo. I need some followers.
And what will they follow?
My Twitter posts. So
it's like a blog?
No, it's... 140 characters or less.
So like a quickie.
Yeah, what are you doing is what it is. Like, what are you doing right now?
See, that's the only thing that kills me about all these new micro websites and technology. I mean, you're on 20 different sites. You can follow you on 1,000 different places.
Don't.
Follow them on Flickr, follow them on Facebook, follow them on here, follow them on there.
You'd be someone's friend on Facebook and someone's friend on MySpace and Twitter. Those are the three biggies, I think.
Yeah, but you got to go to all of them and check all of them, and somebody's got to follow, and you got to put your stuff.
There are aggregators that do it all.
That will put it all in all places for you at once.
Yep. Yeah.
What's your aggregator?
I don't have one. I'm a one thing guy because I use my iPhone as well, which does one thing at a time.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So
So yeah, if you're looking for an aggregator, go Google one up, and I'm sure you'll be able to find one. But anyway, I'm following Griffin on Twitter, and the guy said, "Post your picture of you and your favorite Griffin gadget, and we're going to give away something for free." I did it, and the next thing you know, they sent me an email saying
he didn't
you won.
Know he was the only one that sent the picture. No,
he actually posted to a group on Flickr.
Yeah.
So I think about 35 people posted a picture of themselves and their Griffin gear. And they said, I won it. So I won this little, I don't even know what you call it. It's called Air Curve, the Griffin Air Curve. And it's just like a chamber that you stick your iPhone on top of. And the sound comes out the bottom. It increases the volume, they say, by up to 10 dB.
It does increase it quite a bit.
Yeah. It's not necessarily pleasant to listen to. Like, you know, it depends what you're listening to. And it depends what the atmosphere is, I think, you're in. Because it's garbage in, garbage out. And there's just two little stereo speakers.
The thing is, if the iPhone, you have good speaker sound.
Yeah.
And then you put it in there and it's not as good a sound, really, but louder. What's the premise behind? Let's make something not sound as good and louder.
No, I think it sounds...
You know what I'm saying, though?
The sound quality doesn't degrade. I think, if anything, it does increase a little bit, but it's...
Well, like that definitely makes it louder.
Definitely makes
it louder. That's for sure.
There's no bottom end in it.
So, I mean, if you, you know, you could take that to a party and you get some extra volume.
And, hey, everybody, you want to listen to my tunes? That's on my phone.
Hey,
for certain situations, it's good to be able to listen to something just on a given moment. But then there's also this other thing that I got, the Altec Lansing Orbit speaker. Mm-hmm. Another very portable sound solution. This is the Air Curve actually isn't. It's portable, but it's...
It's small, but not... It's not really a mobile thing. This is mobile.
Yeah.
This has a, you've got a, it's a little zip case and everything with a key.
It's good to go. The singer in my band, King Friday, Dan Taylor,
Rocks.com.
KingFridayRocks.com. He had the earlier version of this, and he brings it golfing with him. So he plugs that into his iPod Shuffle.
Leaves it sitting on the cart. Listen to tunes.
Yeah, we're listening to tunes while we're golfing.
And it's loud enough out there.
Oh,
outside. It's pretty good. Huh?
That's awesome.
Sounds
I think.
Good.
I love it.
What is that? The Altec Lansing what?
Orbit speaker. Okay. Yeah. And it's cool. $30. And the Air Curve from Griffin is $20.
And how much is the Altec again?
$30.
Say? Yeah. I'd go for the Altec though.
Yeah. It's got some pretty decent bass response. Sounds good when it's on something solid. But so that's my tech talk for this week.
Being to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
This is DJ DeBees. You got it tuned in to WKBR.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Which was a cool show, by the way. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, the one time. I posted a day or two ago, yeah.
Oh, another one?
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't. I just listened to the other show and I must have the other one in my thing then.
Once a week, Border City Radio.
Sweet. BorderCityRadio.com.
BorderCityRadio.com, yeah.
iTunes.
Yep, check it out. It's features music from in and around the Windsor, Detroit area.
And everywhere else.
And everywhere else.
what have you got lined up for us? Some White Stripes.
White Stripes from their latest CD, Icky Thump. I think they're coming out with a new one. I think,
oh, yeah?
I do believe that.
They can come out with a new one every week. It's just guitar and drums.
Jack White has two projects. He's got the Raconteurs and he's got the White Stripes, which is him and what's her name?
Meg. Jack's sister.
Meg White. And this tune is called...
You don't
love me. You don't know.
You got that song in the brain somewhere. You don't know me by now. Is there an owl in
you, you don't know what love is. You just do what you're told. We'll
suspect you've got a respectable side. When pushed and pulled and pressured, you seldom want to hide. But it's for someone else's benefit, not for what you want to do. Until I realize that you've realized, I'm going to say these words to you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless, and I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. If you never criticize, you just keep on repeating all those empty I love yous. Until you see you deserve better, I'm gonna lay right into you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless. And I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told.
Got some tea happening there, do you?
I'm sorry. I turned it up and then talked.
I'm sorry. That's all right.
And I was trying to think. I wanted to tell you something during the break while we're just...
Going over show notes.
Going over show notes, yeah. DJ Amy just sent us something to remind me to give that. Well, I'll actually just throw it on here. What am I even thinking?
Okay. I don't want any more naked pictures.
Oh, DJ Amy sent you naked pictures.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Are you kidding?
Jesus, I'm kidding. I don't even have a Yahoo. So.
Well, that's why she can't send you her naked pictures.
Yeah.
But this is a clean show.
But you can follow mine at nakedtwit.com. Yeah.
That probably is an actual website.
Anything is probably. Poopoo.com. You think there it is? Look it up. Poopoo. P-O-O-P-O-O. Poopoo.com. I bet it is. This will be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Yes, sir.
Is it a real site or do they want you to buy it?
No, it's a real site.
You can buy this domain.
It's all part of myfreespeech.com.
Oh.
So, yes.
So, wanted to talk a little bit about giving instruction.
Yes. That's all part of the whole instruction.
That's the other half of taking instruction is
yes.
getting or giving instruction.
Did you have a teacher that you found was particularly horrible?
Not really. I don't know that I paid him enough attention to any of them, so I couldn't tell you really. But looking back in hindsight, I see that I had teachers that were really good where I didn't like or listen to them at the time, so.
I'm glad you're saying that because my kids are in the Big JD, look how he turned out. He's all right.
Yeah.
I don't have to listen to my teachers.
No. Just give yourself a mohawk and skip class.
Don't skip class.
And keep beer in your locker. Oh, those are the days. But go on. A teacher that was particularly bad at giving instructions.
Yeah. I know my one son, he had his math teacher that he just had this past semester, and he was complaining how he isn't a very good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
There's some teachers out there that can pass teachers college, but not...
What about the ones in university? You ever hear stories about them? Like it's some Chinese guy or Hindu guy, he's a professor, and you can't understand anything he's saying. His teach ethics are the worst, or all they do is read from the book. Like how do they even get there? Just because it's their paper gets them there. That's all.
Exactly.
But
you have to have some kind of
skills.
There's some skill that is involved. And I don't think everybody is, just because you have the knowledge and you can do something really well, doesn't mean you necessarily can give the instruction on how to do it.
Right.
Well.
And what are those people teaching for anyway? Are they teaching just because they have the knowledge and that was an easy job for them to get or with their degree? Or because if you really put it in the context of why somebody would teach other people is so that, you know, to convey the information and to have somebody learn something or want to pass on knowledge. But that's not what they do. A lot of them. You know what I mean? It's not like they're there to really help anybody. Or you could ask them a question like, you know, and they tell you, well, it's in the book. Just, you know, read it. Do your homework. What kind of teacher is that?
No, it's not a very good teacher.
No.
Because is there any teacher that you had that made an impression upon you? Like a really good
one? There's a few of them that were really good. And I never really thought anything of it at the time.
Of course not.
But they were very good. They had some very good social skills.
That's what it is.
And you know, in turn, teaching skills, they were very interactive and helpful. And I think the ones that added some type of humor into their curriculum, I think that was more impressionistic.
Big JD making words up.
You know, and I look back now and, you know, I mean, it was fun at the time too, but I got in trouble for more than I actually had a good time. But looking back, they were fun. And they made, you know, the class fun. Whether I got anything out of it or not is another story. But
you must have got something out of it. You made an impression upon you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made a good impression upon them, too. Did I say good?
Yes, you did say good. I found that the younger teachers were the ones that, I don't know, I guess you could relate to them more, or they could relate to us more, or I don't know what it was, but they seemed to joke around more like...
I found like it was the older ones or... that were more like that, I think, than I found young ones. Although I did, there was an occasional older teacher. When you're in grade school and they're really old, they're just real fuddy-duddies. But in high school, I found that some of the older ones were pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Fuddy-duddies.
Yeah, fuddyduddy.com. I bet it's up there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Our intern over here is making us some tea. Could you throw some of that hot water into the teapot that's in there for Big JD? Eric, thanks. Don't mind us. We're just teetotaling over here.
Internship.
No, I just gave him instruction.
That's right.
That was the
whole... See how they're followed.
Let's see how...
We're doing a live test right here. See how the instructions are followed.
This is the Petri dish of...
Will he go over and above in his instructions and put another bag in? Or will he just, you know...
I don't know. Maybe he will. I think he's trying to hint around something there. I don't know what he's doing now.
Watch a TV.
Well, he's not doing what I told him to do. He's absolutely failing the instructional part of this.
That didn't happen.
Experiment. Oh, boy.
He can't even hardly speak with his dry mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just kidding. But,
nice. Very nice.
That was good, though. That was a good test.
He failed miserably. And what is that? I don't know.
That's one of the rare instances we hear Lippo singing. I'm waiting for the CD.
That was rapping, wasn't it?
Dedicated Border City Radio podcast to your debut CD. All songs. I can't wait.
Yeah, you're going to have fun. You write the songs for me.
I'll play something on it.
All right. I'm in.
Oh, I'll do a whole setup for you. And then you can put all your guitar and harp and singing in.
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm going to hold them to it. You heard it right here.
You set it up. Where did my quotes go? Ugh.
Your quotes?
Yeah.
Where did they go?
I don't know.
Go to your history.
Yeah, that's where they should be.
He's still on poopoo.com.
I am. That's where I went. I got rid of
Bird's going crazy with his rings. He's like pulling at him and everything. What goes through the mind of a bird?
Oh, you poured it. Okay. He just didn't give it to you. He expects you to give it yourself. But anyway, our favorite guy. Who's our favorite guy?
Mark Twain.
Yeah, he is one of our favorites.
Benjamin
Franklin. He's, and it's how many words? Five words.
Benny Frank.
The things which hurt instruct.
I don't know about that. The things which hurt instruct.
He's already got a cup. He just stepped.
Oh. Thank you.
There's a whole deal. Do you understand what I'm saying? The things that hurt instruct.
I guess it depends on what somebody's being told. You know what I mean?
No, it's not a told thing. It's if it hurts you, then you learn a lesson from it, I think. Things that...
Oh, okay. I was taking it a different way.
See? That's the whole thing about the Jabber quote.
Depends Isn't it, though?
That's how you take it.
POVs.
POVs, that's...
Or should I say P-O-V?
You can say it any way you want, but I understand what you're saying. Cicero also said, what greater or better gift can we offer our country than to teach and instruct our youth?
Yeah, that's just a nice saying. Something.
That's just
that's not, yeah. It's not really a quote, I guess. I mean, you know what I mean. That's just saying something. Cicero isn't he part Chrysler owner guy now? Oh, that's Cerebus.
No, Cicero. That's the guy who owns the
Cerebral
the Radio Shack stuff, isn't it? Or the Best Buy the brand.
Oh, that's Genexa now.
Yeah, no, I meant but the Best Buy stuff.
Realistic. Oh, Best Buy. I'm thinking of Radio Shack source. Best Buy, I don't know.
They have their own brand too, don't they? Or Future Shop has their own brand of stuff.
Oh, they do?
Isn't it Cicerus or Cicero or something like that? Isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember. I think you're right though, yeah.
And who is this dude here? Voltaire. You ever hear of Voltaire?
I don't think so. Who is he?
And then who is Voltaire? I'm not going to get into who he is. But an infallible method of making fanatics is to persuade before you instruct.
I like the first one the best.
Okay.
Because it was five... one that you have to kind of, you know, read into a little bit. You read in one way and I read in the other way.
That's the way we read.
It's like the spaghetti between us. You know what I mean? It's... One plate, one... Anyway.
And we meet up in the middle.
There you go.
And we kiss.
Look at the birds going crazy.
He loves it.
I didn't say bird stew. I said spaghetti. Okay. Next week on the Jabbercast, we have books, novels, and magazines. What's your preferred reading? Why do you prefer one type of book over another, or a magazine over a book? Or maybe you only read the newspaper. You don't read books or magazines.
What about book clubs?
We take a lighthearted look at reading and book clubs. Yeah. We can't forget that now.
No.
That could be a problem. We want to talk about book clubs.
What about reading clubs?
Okay, reading clubs.
I love all that stuff.
Again, hitting it over the head with a club. So, reading clubs, book clubs, and...
Hitting over your head clubs.
You know what? That's a actually a whole other show, clubs. You know, why do people join clubs and what kind of clubs do they join? Dart clubs and Jeep clubs and...
Could throw fraternities in there too.
Fraternities, sure. Yeah, clubs. That'd make for a neat show.
All right.
Some fun research, but anyway.
Put that in a...
I can't type at the same time as running all the software here. So we'll have to do that post-show.
Post-show.
And by all means, if you have a topic that you'd like us to discuss on the Jabbercast, you can email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast, and you can go to the contact page as well, and...
There you'll find a My Chingo widget, and you just hit the record a message, and we'll get it. Play it on the air, as long as you don't swear. Be nice.
We'll cut it out if you do.
Cut what out? Their heart?
Yeah.
You'll cut your heart out if you swear.
But that's thejabbercast.com, and you can also go to the iTunes store and pick up all the podcasts by Big JD and Lippo. You could probably just search us on there and find all the shows we do. And it's all free, sure. And they all come to your computer automatically if you don't know what a podcast is. Get your storkish head out of the sand.
Storkish?
Is that what they... What keeps a head in the sand? A stork or an ostrich?
Not a stork. Stork is the thing that brings the baby.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
You're stork. I like the word storkish, though.
Yeah.
Rather it is storkish. So storkish. Now,
would that be hyphenated or just one word?
I think that's just one word.
Okay. Learn something new every day on the Jabbercast. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.